mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We talked about government oppression a lot in the last hour. We talked about government provocateurs. We talked about activists, expert on the New World Order, basically. Expert on CIA drug trafficking, Gary Webb. They killed him. And of course, it's another Arkansas side. And there's more news on the paramedics saying that clearly Dr. David Kelly had been murdered. He told people they're going to kill me. And then they kill him, and then the media goes, oh, it's a suicide. And more on Princess Diana and her murder. Just a lot of this stuff going on. But right now, let's go to calls. There's so much other news coming up. Charles in Louisiana. Go ahead, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
This morning, before you come on, I turned the radio on, and I heard they've got, I don't have a internet, but they've got, New Americans got an article in about the draft. They want to try to draft 15-year-olds. Do you hear anything about this?
Yes, I did, yes.
Well, down here it makes sense. If you go get a driver's license now that for a young kid, 15, 16, they make you sign up for a draft. And I kept figuring, they're making you sign up for it.
Yeah, that's the Selective Service, and they've been setting up the draft boards again, and they've been taking action.
Well, Mr. Jones, I'm out of commission right now in the tapes, but I still like to urge people. I think that's the only way to get this country back. And I'm not saying it because I'm into it, but it wakes people up. And once you woke up, you cannot go back. You cannot go to sleep again. And if we don't do something, these people listening to this program right now would start doing something, 1 hour, 2 hours a week, telling the people about this program, putting ads in the paper, passing out cards, getting your tapes, and you just sit down with their neighbors and watch it. They don't have to make tapes. Just invite the neighbors over. You would have people in your neighborhood woken up with you. That's when you're strong in numbers, like you've been telling people, we're strong in numbers. Now, listen, they want to draft our kids right now. Mr. Jones, it's time for everybody, every good man to come to aid his country right now, today. You understand? Cannot do it all for the people.
Well, it is, because when the globalists carry out another big terror attack, have another one of their events, they're going to try to go full bore at that point. And that's when we've got to have as many people as possible woken up to who's really behind all this.
Yes, sir. And, Mr. Jones, it's Christmas time. People could start doing something for the country for this Christmas. What do you think about that? Just for this Christmas, everybody do something.
I hear you, Charles. God bless you. Take care. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut, up in Skull and Bones country. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Welcome from Skull and Bones country.
Yes.
I wanted to mention that I was able to scan a RFID that I got out of a package. I purchased an SD card, secure digital card for a digital camera. And underneath the barcode, there was this RFID, and I actually took some pictures of it. I tried to send it to tipsatinfowars.com. I got them kicked back, and I also illustrated it. I pointed it out with text and everything.
Yeah, our email's kind of jammed up, and we need to get that worked on and cleaned up, and I really apologize. Try to send it to Paul Watson if you go to Prison Planet.
Sure, I will. It
says contact webmaster.
It'd be great for those who may not be familiar yet with this technology, and I think that the picture quality itself is pretty good, and the way the arrows and text.
Yeah, they're already putting RFID in hundreds of products that we know of.
Yep, and I
That's
also
radio frequency identification devices.
Yes, and I also wanted to mention, Alex, that I heard about Mr. Tenet's speech, and I just wanted to say something real quick to Mr. Tenet. Tenet, you and your filthy compadres, keep your dirty, rotten hands off the Internet. The only reason you people don't like the Internet is because it's exposing your filthy and dirty deeds. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thanks for the call. Great points. Yeah, they want to take the Internet away, regulate it. They're going to do it through Internet, too. They're not going to rebuild or upkeep the hubs, the 20-plus hubs. They've said they're going to let that die. And when the Internet fails, they'll start forcing you incrementally over to Internet, too.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The toll-free number to join us on this Monday edition is 1-800-259-9231. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, then of course back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Let's go ahead and go to Michael in Kentucky. Then I'm going to start going to some news after we take a few more calls. Michael, go ahead.
Last hour you mentioned about interviewing some CIA guys, and I have looked and I can't find it. What video did you interview Terry Reid in? I know I've got the video, but I can't figure out which one it is.
No, last hour I was talking about interviewing CIA individuals on this radio show, but you are correct that I did interview Terry Reid in The Takeover.
Yeah, Police State 2, The Takeover?
Yes, I also confronted General Barry McCaffrey.
Right, okay, I couldn't remember which one that was that you did. And
his
I
top lieutenant was caught shipping in masses of heroin and cocaine, and I confronted him about that at the University of Texas.
And Terry Reid was, of course, involved in the whole Mena, Arkansas thing, and that's what, you know, I recently had been trying to find that clip, and I couldn't find it. I looked through several of your tapes. You know, I thought maybe it was in America, Destroyed by Design, but on another thing that you mentioned there, I must have missed this. Are you saying that they used a double or something to take down Bill Cooper when he threatened that doctor, or... exactly what were you referring to about the Bill Cooper situation? Because I misunderstood what, or at least
what I was saying is, if you look at the case, they created a false crisis at the front of his gate. That was admitted in the major newspapers.
Okay, because see,
and then when he came out, somebody shot the cop in the face, and then they shot him.
Well, the reason they were there is my understanding is that he had confronted a doctor that had trespassed on his land or something, and he went to town and confronted the guy at his front door, and that's what generated the warrant.
Well, I'm telling you what happened the night of the event.
Okay, all right.
At his front gate, the police came and staged a disturbance.
Okay, I thought maybe there was some new piece of information that I didn't have.
Were you aware of how they got him to come down to the gate?
Yeah, they proposed as like they were teenagers or something making out down below his house, and he went down to run them off because he.
And there's a lot of evidence that he isn't the person that shot the police officer in the face.
Oh yeah, they shot one of their own. It sounds like to me anyway.
Well,
but,
yeah, that's a whole other area of discussion. But you know.
Right. Well, on another thing, I would say there is a proverb in the Bible, I believe, and I'm going to quote it, paraphrase it, that says, "Be not overwise, why die before your time?" I think some of the areas we've got to be careful with in exposing things that you don't generally expose stuff that's considered classified, but stuff that's openly known. I mean, they're putting it in our faces. So, but
now the thing that gets you killed is if you're a police officer in Oklahoma City who helped remove the bombs, and then you won't shut up about it, they come and kill you. They came and they tortured the officer and found out who else he knew, and then they killed him.
Or these firefighters, that found the black boxes and they won't shut up. I mean,
and listen, I've talked to firefighters. I've called them years ago.
Yeah,
on the phone and said, "Please come on. You told the paper you found bombs, sir. I love my family. I've been told to shut up." But these other firefighters are saying, "We're not shutting up."
Right.
And the FBI is threatening us. I've got those articles.
Well, they
got
to be made high profile enough to where if something happens to them, then people will be raising a lot of questions. I think.
Yeah, I had heard that Gary Webb was working on something new.
And that's what the Gary Webb thing was what reminded me of the Terry Reid interview. So that's why I called originally. But thanks. I'll go look that clip up.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's the fellow runs a local commercial TV station. Wants to air my videos. Yes, sir. Please, please air it. John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering I was reading this article I found called Growing Up With Your Chip. It talks about the school district in Spring, Texas is issuing radio frequency ID cards to its school kids. So
yeah, that was a Jim Hightower article last Friday.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
Yeah, they make them carry chips on them that scan them and watch them everywhere they are, and he talks about how they're getting us ready to take the implantable chip and how stupid this is.
Yeah, I was wondering, when do you think AISD is going to come out with their commercial saying vaccinations and implanted chips is the law?
After the globalist nuke city.
That's pretty soon, huh?
I don't know when they're going to do it. We're trying to save lives. That's why I'm putting my life on the line. We're trying to, you know, to save lives, and that's why we do what we do, sir.
All right, Alex, that's all I was calling about.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's very painful psychologically, but painful to my soul to know who the terrorists are without a shadow of a doubt, total documentation. And then to have to watch the killers, the orchestrators of 9/11, sit up there as our saviors. And to watch them lauded and praised, and then to own their own private security companies and make money off of it, and it's horrible. The analogy to the police officer out there is: imagine, you know, somebody's a serial killer, and you've got to watch them running the investigation for the serial killer, and watch them praised on the news. And you dug a dead body up in the back of their yard, and still they don't get in trouble. You know, that's the analogy. And if we're cowed by this, you know, we let them bully us, just a tiny cabal of individuals, and let them, it's just going to get worse, folks. They want it all. They want it now. They want to be king of the earth, and they got to have terror attacks to scare us into submission, so we'll get behind being their military force to go take over the planet. And while they're at it, they're going to loot our own economy. See, folks, they're not just looting Iraq. A lot of people go, "Well, good, we need that oil. Like, I'm getting part of it." I actually heard Rush Limbaugh last Friday, the ultra-liberal. That's really what he is. According to his definitions of liberalness, he's the biggest liberal I know. And he made a joke, "Ha, ha, ha, Patriot Act 2 passed, and the Democrats have been defeated." This really showed them more Democrats voted for it than Republicans. But see, he did that, and Republicans heard that and went, wait a minute. Wow. Wow, we beat the Democrats. Wow, the Patriot Act, too, is a conservative thing. But then he backtracked without saying he was backtracking. He goes, you know what the funny thing is? The Democrats were promoting this bill, and Bush slipped it in on him. He tricked them. Then, like, it was some fun little trick had been pulled. So it was actually triple, quadruple think, not double think or double speak. I mean, I was having... It's hard to articulate the level of this. It was just basically this feel-good thing. Ha, ha, ha. What you get out of it, the average person listening, is the Democrats are dumb. We've defeated them with the Patriot Act, too. And then in case it was a smart conservative listening, he kind of caught himself because he knows a lot of people read the vote tallies. And, well, they were actually for it, but they weren't for that. And then he got slipped in on them by Bush, and he's so smart, he's so big. And I'm so glad Halliburton got $10 bucks. Yeah, that was just one contract, folks, for giving the troops rotten meals. And he just laughed at the end and goes, that's who you know, isn't it? You know, making a joke about it. Well, that is the case. So it's just decadence and corruption just right out in the open. To watch him dance around laughing at us. And see, he has to keep that fake left-right debate going as if there's a separation between those groups. When really it's just, you know, the left wheel and the right wheel, or the left wing and the right wing. You know, there's this buzzard, this demonic buzzard that the wings are attached to. Nobody ever talks about the creature the wings are attached to, or left arm, right arm. And then nobody gets into that. Nobody talks about that. See, I focus on the body, on the brain, on the head, on the eyes, on the nose, on the mouth. All we ever look at is the hands that are grabbing at us. And I'm with that hand. No, I'm with this hand. Well, I prefer the puppet on the left or the puppet on the right, as a famous comedian once said. I like this puppet. It's mind-boggling. And the government's exploding in size. We're losing our liberties. Bush is expanding every, socialist, ultra-liberal federal agency. I mean, doubling them in size is the average. Just slaughtering the Constitution. Getting rid of the borders. Going after your guns. Schwarzenegger signing gun bans left and right. And conservatives running around worshiping him. I mean, what happened to you people? Appointing all these pro-abort people to high cabinet positions? And you just can't get through to them because they're shut down, because they laugh and giggle as they listen to Limbaugh and feel powerful. He's good at making people feel like they're part of the system, they're powerful, ha, 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 we're winning. You know, it's good to just rationalize and everything's fine in America and oh, we're winning, the conservatives are winning, we're real conservatives now. I want to read an editorial by Chris Floyd when we get back. Bush's Torture Incorporated. And so we'll cover that when we return. Then we'll get into WTC rescue workers silenced after discovery of black boxes. Journalist blew the whistle on CIA drug trade. It's shot in the head. Kelly death. Paramedics question verdict. London Observer. Now the paramedics are going, man, this guy had been taken to that spot. There wasn't any blood. We've been to lots of murder scenes and trauma scenes. It's impossible. Then the government goes, well, it was the sleeping pills he took. Oh, you mean the three pills? Three pills doesn't kill you. And by the way, they weren't even digested. Plus, the Ukrainian election, more news on the guy being obviously poisoned inside the Keurig mess. We'll go over why he stepped down. Some of the real reasons for that. Pentagon wants to build permanent prison at Guantanamo and imprison pregnant women there, too, and children. Already got some children, but 10-year-old arrested, handcuffed over scissors. But big conservative Christian area of Houston, Pearland, school distributes satanic sex calendar. Tells the kids when to have their satanic death orgies. KHOUTV. School says it's just an accident that the police were giving these to children. It's no big deal. U.S. stages simulated attack on Iran.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives, or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
All right, we got your calls coming up here in the next segment. I want to go over this editorial by Chris Floyd. Bush's Torture Incorporated. When the devil comes knocking on your front door looking for a way to spread his evil inside, he won't be sporting horns and a tail. He's going to come dressed as your sweetest dream, clean as a whistle, pious, sincere. He's going to speak your lingo, ape your ways, and when he opens up his little box of poison, it's going to look like the heaven your mama sang about when she rocked you to sleep in your cradle. Then one day, when the mind fog lifts, You see him sitting at the head of the table. Walls of the room smeared with filth, dead bodies swelling on the blood-mucked floor. The still living victims hog-tied and naked, screaming for mercy as the whip cords strike. He beckons you forward with a welcoming smile. You pause for a moment. It seems so strange. All this horror, it would have once made you sick, but now it just feels like home. You shrug. You grin. You take your place beside him at the feast. In just this way, while Americans were finishing their Thanksgiving dinners and preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, a series of stories exposed, once again, the torture chamber at the heart of this feast. A government gone insane, embracing terror, atrocity, and tyranny. Yet there was no public outcry against these desecrations. Few even noticed, fewer still cared. Last week, the minions of George W. Bush announced in open court that he was the and has the power to seize anyone on earth. Even in the court hearing, quote, little old ladies in Switzerland. Again, last week, the minions of George W. Bush announced in open court that he was and has the power to seize anyone on earth, even little old ladies in Switzerland, and imprison them forever if he so chooses. The New York Times reports, the minions said that anyone Bush declared an enemy combatant, close quote, even if they never took up arms against America, even if they didn't know their actions were related to terrorism in any way, could be abducted from any nation, friend or foe, or in the homeland itself, and held indefinitely. At the president's direction, stripped of all rights under the U.S. Constitution or the Geneva Conventions. Assistant Attorney General Brian Boyle said Bush's captives were entitled only to a single hearing alone before a military tribunal, without legal counsel or access to the evidence against them. They've had a lot of folks on those tribunals quit, by the way. They can't keep one convened. Evidence which Boyle cheerfully admitted could be obtained by torture in foreign countries. The Associated Press reports, overturning centuries of Anglo-Saxon jurisprudence, Boyle said there were no restrictions whatsoever on using torture evidence as long as the president or his military agents arbitrarily decide it is credible. Days earlier, the Sunday Times tracked down the private plans of a CIA front companies that Bush uses to carry victims of his lawless abductions to torture chambers in Jordan and Egypt, Libya and Uzbekistan, where credible evidence, in quotes, can be obtained with fist, cattle prods, rape, drugs, and starvation. For example, witnesses told of hooded American agents grabbing captives in Sweden, stripping them, jamming drugs. I can't read this. Putting them, can't read this. And, oh man, it just goes on and on. Can't read any of this. And it's all, they all just come right into court and say, yes, we do it. And they ordered all that stuff at Abu Ghraib, beating people to death, taking families in there, raping people's wives and small children in front of them. Because we're the good guys. And by the time it gets on Rush Limbaugh, it's a fraternity crank. It's fun. It's blowing off steam. We've got that audio. In fact, try to find that, please. Just blowing off steam. Because Saddam was bad because we trained him to do it and he did it. And he was bad, but now we're doing it at the same torture centers our government paid for, but we're good. Why, this family didn't have their papers in order. They're lucky we just tortured them to death. Why, in Fallujah, we kill you on sight if your papers aren't in order, NBC News reported. It's what the good guys do, didn't you know? So pull up a chair and start the feast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
His Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Again, that was written by Chris Floyd, Global Research. And you can openly go read all the mainstream news articles from the Associated Press, you name it, who were there at the press conference, the government's, yeah, we torture people, and we're going to use it as evidence. It's very good evidence when we torture people. Again, the Soviets hid this in underground torture centers. The Nazis hid it. No one in modern history has ever used evidence from torture publicly. They just torture you to do what you're told. This is how we've woke up at the devil's table. So before I play Limbaugh and then go to your calls, I want to just read the first few paragraphs again. When the devil comes knocking on your front door looking for a way to spread his evil inside, he won't be sprouting horns and a tail. He's going to come dressed as your sweetest dream, clean as a whistle, pious, sincere. He's going to speak your lingo, ape your ways, and when he opens up his little box of poison, it's going to look like the heaven your mama sang about when she rocked you to sleep in your cradle. Then one day, when the mind fog lifts, you see him sitting at the head of the table, the walls and the floor smeared with filth, dead bodies swelling on the blood-mucked floor, the still-living victims hog-tied and naked, screaming for mercy, as the whipcords strike. He beckons you forward with a welcoming smile. You pause for a moment. It seems so strange, all this horror. It would have once made you sick, but now it just feels like home. You shrug. You grin. You take your place beside him at the feast. In just this way, while Americans were finishing their Thanksgiving dinners and preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, a series of stories exposed, once again, the torture chamber at the heart of their feast. A government gone insane, embracing terror, atrocity, and tyranny. Yet there were no public outcry against these desecrations. Few noticed. Fewer still cared. We did notice. Just openly saying in the court, we can grab an old woman from Switzerland and take her and torture her if we want. We can hold her for the rest of her life. We'll grab American citizens. We'll grab foreigners. We'll grab whoever we want. And we will torture them. And the Army's own report, 75 to 90% of those taken to the 32 camps in Iraq, but our trainee, our boy, Saddam, used to do his work. There's just been a repossession. Saddam didn't make the payments, so they brought in a new boss. Alawi. If it's possible, even worse. Put the Baptist all back in, and if a family doesn't have their stuff in order, I mean, who else would volunteer? You got to be a volunteer to be one of those prison guards. And federal prison guards all over the country actually left and got a pay increase and went to Iraq because they like it, folks. That's a place where they can really do what they like, where they can really torture and kill children. See, the smart serial killers, folks, just you go work in Iraq, and you can slit throats and murder and beat people to death and enjoy yourself, and then, hey, when you do that, this is what Rush Limbaugh has to say. By the way, I found other clips that I meant to tell the folks of the network about online of him saying even worse stuff. I found even worse stuff than this. But here's Limbaugh talking about it's just all a fraternity prank. Here it is.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
And so, and a couple of weeks ago, I found a clip and I printed it off and meant to bring it. I don't want to paraphrase it. It was just open endorsement of torture. I got to find that clip. Just open endorsement. Saddam is bad because he tortures, but we're good because we torture. And you think you're safe from this. You think it's all for the Iraqis, right? Even for sociopaths out there. This climate should concern you, the self-centered people out there that only care about yourselves, that think if you just deny any problem, it goes away. You think you get ahead because you don't care about anything or anybody, and because you're deep down afraid to stand up for something. You're delivering hell on earth to this country. Let's go to calls quickly. Let's talk to John in Louisiana, and then Richard, Daniel, and others. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, all they need now is enough manacles and chains, isn't it? Look, there's been a number of great writers and thinkers who've described the decline and fall of Western civilization. People like Oswald Springer and Albert Schweitzer and Arnold Toynbee. Sorokin called our age a sensate culture, but he stopped short. A sensate culture is not forever. It leads to licentiousness, and licentiousness leads to morbidity, and that's where we're at now. Let me read a short definition from my favorite Reader's Digest, Funkin' Wagnall. It says, an abnormally impressionable state of mind, taking or showing an excessive interest in matters of a gruesome or unwholesome nature. Ain't that where we're at, boy?
It is. It is. I mean, we're literally at the feast with the devil, and Limbaugh was like the devil there. Just come on up to the table. It's okay. We're just having fun. We're just blowing off some steam. And so next time they grab some woman and they find her butchered with teeth marks all over, the cops shouldn't even investigate. Just say, hey, whoever did this was blowing off some steam.
I got another shot. In the sorry Newhouse newspaper rag here, headline says, it's from the New York Times. That's our new sunny eye, you know. The Pentagon debates shaping truth. Some say deception puts credibility at risk. It goes on to say later, the office, that's the Pentagon office.
Yeah, I know. 2 weeks ago of strategic influence, they admit they're planning stories and lying to us and using the media to do it, and it's good. See, they come right out and say, we're lying to you.
Yes, it's an office that would control public relations and combat information. So now the next step for them is to control all information. What's left for us? Can anybody say what's left for us?
Well, people just finally have to go through enough pain at their abuser's hands and get it. You know, get who's behind it. Thanks for the call. Now, look, we're going to win this thing, okay? I have no doubt. I have faith. Let's talk to Richard in Texas and another Richard in Texas. And then Daryl. Go ahead, Richard.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Hey, listen, earlier you were talking about how kind of feel sorry for the people on the other side, some of the law enforcement officials and everything like that. And I think one of the best things we could do, one of our most powerful weapons is we can pray for these people because they really need it.
I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. I mean, they say that the Bible says that fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I fear God. So the opposite of that is fear of the devil is the beginning of ignorance. And I don't, you know, I just don't, I mean, I, just my basic programming, I've still got my original programming that God puts in our genetics to be disgusted by all this and to have a conscience. I'm not even that nice of a person. I just know a threat when I see it, and I can't stand. I know what these globalists are. They're evil.
Well,
none of us are safe. None of us are safe when their power is not just sustained, but growing.
Well, and as we saw on 9/11, even these people that think they're within the system, police officers and firemen themselves, were taken out just right there in front of a live audience on 9/11. So anytime I get to talk to a policeman in a casual manner, whatever, I'll just mention to them that...
And by the way, the firefighters and the police are saying there were bombs and they carried off the flight recorders and they're threatening them right now. You know, I've noticed police a lot of times won't stand up for their own officers when it's the system burning them, though. So you really don't care about your brothers and sisters in uniform, do you?
Well,
we do. And I have to say, I've gotten to the point where when those police in plain clothes were trying to provocateur yesterday and at that rally, when I was leaving and following me, to my car, trying to get me to say something, you know, violent. Years ago, I would be disgusted and hate them. I didn't even hate them anymore. I just was disgusted by them and felt sorry for them. Anything else, Richard?
Well, I'd say one of the best things we can do is pray. And I do have one more thing.
You know, that's a good idea. You want to pray for them right now?
Well.
Say a prayer for them.
I can. Dear Lord, Jesus Christ, I pray. It be thy will, help all these people involved in the New World Order, whether they're compartmentalized or not. If it be thy will, help them open their eyes, their minds, their hearts, and their ears, that they may come out of this evil system and work for you, our Father in heaven. Amen.
Well, I appreciate your call.
I'll
finish up. Go ahead.
Thanks. Tonight at 6 o'clock here in Austin at 26th and Red River at the Joe Thompson Conference Center, they're having a TxDOT meeting for those of us that are against the toll road.
And that's everyone.
Anybody that's interested in there, anybody that can, if they can show up there, 6 p.m., 26th and Red River, Austin, Texas, at the Joe Thompson Conference Center. That's all I got, Alex.
Thanks for the call. Another Richard in Texas, my beloved home state. Go ahead, Richard.
That would be me?
Yes, sir.
That would be me, Alex? Okay. Hi. Well, It seems to me that, and I heard you talking about suggesting that the people who were oppressing you at the rally yesterday should get on their knees and pray down to Jesus for forgiveness or something. And I wanted to tell you how that the people that had voted for Mr. Bush voted for him on value reasons, and a lot of those center around their belief that he's a believer in Christ also.
Oh, they're totally deceived. Yeah, they think they're out battling, doing the good fight.
And that further, that what we're seeing about what he's doing is he's actually bringing about Christian prophecy or Bible prophecy. And that the reason that they liked him was that he was against abortion, for prayer in schools, for the mandatory recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance, and for oppressing gays. And I got to tell you, Alex, a lot of the people that are listening here, and a lot of what you talk about on your show, is support of the same things that Bush is actually he's using those things. He's making capital out of them.
You know, I'm glad you called, Richard. If we can, over the next few minutes, let me try to shift your paradigm here, because you sound like an intelligent person, and let me try to explain something to you.
Okay. Sure.
They ship in top gay porn stars and top $2,000 an hour homosexual prostitutes for the Bohemian Grove. That's mainstream news. Mainstream news.
Okay, sure.
I mean, it's in my film. We show the news articles in my latest film, American Dictators. And the so-called Christian leaders say nothing about it. When a congressman in California who's a Republican is caught with his male mistress, the neocons do not talk about it. But then when a governor is who's a Democrat, they go after him. It's all double thing. Bush actually increased abortion funding, $800 million, and then cut it, $80 million. So they played games. He said he's for the assault weapons ban. The guy could end abortion right now. They've got total control of the government. They're not. It's rhetoric to fool good people who I think have good values. And, sir, I don't think that the gays are being oppressed. People don't want it being pushed, any sexual activity, on their young people, on their children in the schools. There's a revolution, this whole Alfred Kinsey move, which is very destructive and very bad. Now, do I hate any of these groups? No. Do I want to go oppress them? No. But certainly it's out there being pushed. And so to say that, you know, Bush is bringing all this in. Bush goes to a Shinto shrine, the shrine of the devil, and summons the devil. You know, in Japan, let me finish. That's the Associated Press and Reuters. Bush goes and prays to Allah. Bush goes and prays to Christ. Bush prays to whatever audience he's at. But when he really goes to church, he does it with around skulls and death and Nazi flags, sir. So the devil masquerades as an angel of light. And just because he fools some people, and that's how it's meant, you know, when time comes out and says, shows an image of the Oval Office and light shining down and, oh, he's an evil Christian, he's bad. That's double-edged propaganda. The liberals, the deceived liberals think, oh my gosh, see, Christians are bad because they bring all this destruction and evil and corruption, and it gives Christianity a bad name. That's one edge of the sword. The other edge of the sword is good Christians see the world attacking Bush and think, oh, he must be good, see, they're attacking him. That's called mind control, sir. And you've got, and I know what I'm talking about. I live my life studying this. And I know God's real. And I know that it's real Christians throughout history that stood up against slavery and stood up for women's right to vote and stood up for everything wholesome and good and our Magna Carta, our Bill of Rights. It all comes out of Mosaic law. It all comes out of the Bible. The foundation of what is good springs from it. And I'm telling you, sir, that the Democrats are all voting for the same stuff Bush is voting for. And you can go ahead and try to counter what I'm saying if you want, but I beg you to see what I'm saying.
I'm appreciating the paradigm, and certainly the in my own morals, even though I don't consider myself a practicing Christian, certainly my morals are very close to and based in the Judeo, you know, the golden rule, stuff like that, you know.
Well, you just haven't had the experience that some of us have had. I mean, believe me, sir, there is a spiritual dimension.
I believe in God. It's just that Jesus is within us.
Look, I appreciate your call, Richard, but, you know, I was there yesterday giving a speech. Most of them were Democrats. The one part they didn't like, a few boos, is when I said Kerry took a dive for Bush. Kerry has the same policies. He did. And people need to get out of their denial and see that it's a rigged game. It's like a rigged boxing match or horse race. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The beast system is upon us. It's going to take great sacrifice to defend the weak and the innocent, but it's our responsibility, those of us that are strong, to stand up for the weak, or we lose our souls. You don't have to wait till you die. You lose them when you're alive. And more people in government are blowing the whistle, going public. More and more people are waking up and getting involved. And that's what's going to defeat this system. So the globalists are trying to make us as immoral as possible, use peer pressure to sell it on us so we won't stand up for each other. Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Here's a short quote that I'm sure you'll love, and it fits perfectly with what you were talking about on the torture article. This is a quote from a former World War II OSS officer and one of the co-founders of the Central Intelligence Agency. His name is Colonel George White. He said, "I toiled wholeheartedly in the vineyard because it was fun, fun, fun. Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, cheat, steal, rape, and pillage with the blessings of all the highest, and Alex, I would add, in torture with the blessings of all the highest." And I have a couple questions for you. That article that you read when I just tuned in at about 1:30, who was that by on the torture, the devil coming in your house?
That was Chris Floyd.
And do you know the name of the article?
Yes, it's Bush's Torture Incorporated. It's on PrisonPlanet.com.
Okay. And, Alex, I really appreciate you bringing out numerous times on the show that the former Stasi chief now is advising Homeland Security, and, of course, you've brought out previously that we've had former KGB chiefs, Yevgeny Primakov and General Karpov, who, by the way, Alex, to get up to a high level in the KGB, you have to be a master of torture, willing to torture your own mother. And that these guys would all be brought in advising Homeland Security. You know, I've called in previously, Alex. I started off my intelligence career working for the Air Force, Air Force Intelligence against the Soviet Union. And that's the favorite thing they like to do. And as you mentioned on the broadcast before, they refined torture. Them and the East Germans were the most famous in the communist bloc for having sophisticated torture, taking people into mental asylums. Of course, if you were an enemy of the state, then you were mentally ill, and you know, you'd get the chemical lobotomies and that. And we've all got to realize that not only were the KGB, which now is the FSB, and the German Stasi famous for torture, but we've also had here in America our share, the School of America, that's been exposed.
And now they're out in federal court admitting torture, but then denying the government was behind Abu Ghraib. Thanks for the call. It's just pure evil, folks. Next hour, I'll get into some new political assassinations that have happened. Gary Webb, who exposed CIA drug dealing, dead, shot in the head at his home. And new information about Dr. David Kelly being killed by the British government. That's mainstream news. But when you're over the target, you get the flak, and your calls, of course, third hour, coming up, third hour. I've made 11 films. And it's a great way to wake people up, and you're authorized to make copies of them. And I hope you'll get my two 9/11 films I've produced. I carry two other 9/11 videos exposing who really carried out 9/11, because that's an underpinning to how they're bringing us this New World Order system. So I hope you get the videos. We got some really great specials going right now that only go for another week. Only go until the 20th, maybe the 21st is when I'll pull the specials. Upwards of 70% off on DVDs and stuff right now. Just call, ask about the different titles, ask about the different specials. No obligation to buy, but call and ask about the different specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to read about the films, look at the different specials, to watch free clips of them, and then to order them. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. All right, we'll be back with the third hour, your calls, and a lot of vital news. Hello.